Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620. I get knocked down, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Stuck on the ground, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Keeping my head up and high, high, high. Keeping my head up, head up.
Keeping my head up, head up. Good morning and welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. You can find us in the app and you can always join the conversation at 850-437-1620. And I thought it'd be a little fun this morning to have Bobby Rossi join me and tell me a little bit about what's happening at the DNC this week.
Hey, it's great to be here with you. And in fact, I'll give you some of my thoughts. I'll answer any questions that you might have for me, and not just you. If any of the listeners want to interview me and ask me questions, go ahead and do so. Text it at 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. You can ask me anything. I'll answer as honestly as I can. So about what I'm seeing out here.
Well, I was going to intro us to a little bit of Lil Wayne, but I thought that might be pushing the limits a little too far.
Yeah. No, I mean, hey, Lil Wayne was here. We've had, obviously, yesterday, John Legend. I love John Legend stuff, so I was actually looking forward to that. I had to go to the bathroom, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to wait until John Legend. I don't want to miss him. And so John Legend, Stevie Wonder, Sean Astin was here, of course. It's been a plethora of celebrities, Mindy Kaling, and she was like the host last night, like we're watching the Oscars or something. So we had quite a few celebrities, of course, ended up showing up at the Democrat National Convention quite a bit. And so it's been very interesting overall.
I mean, the question is, will Taylor Swift join us tonight?
She's out there touring. She's touring.
She's got things to do.
She's got things to do. If it was maybe a different candidate, maybe so. But no, I don't think she'll break her tour schedule to show up here. But I'm sure there'll be somebody else. I mean, Oprah was a big surprise. She was not on the slate last night.
Yeah, definitely.
I have my speaker list that they release a couple hours before the convention starts. And I go through it just so I can kind of pace and also see, oh, John Legend's coming up. I can't go to the bathroom yet, you know, so things like that. Or this speaker's coming up. I don't want to miss that, you know. And so I have my list, and I was expecting a senator or a Senate candidate. And next thing you know, Oprah Winfrey. Like, whoa, okay,
right.
That's a pretty big name right there. And so they'll have surprise guests. And so I'm sure, especially the last day here, they'll have some surprise guests. Plus, yesterday, one thing they showed is they started mixing in a little bit more of the lighter stuff. You know, having a performance from Stevie Wonder, a performance from John Legend, Kenan Thompson coming in and doing a little skit. So they're starting to add some lighter stuff. I 4 days is a long time.
Yes.
To be doing stuff, and so I still was pretty tired yesterday. Just overall, just kind of like, oh man, this is hard to just. And it was like that at the RNC too. Andrew and I both were a little bit worn out. With the RNC, it was a little bit different though. They really did hold big name speakers tonight. So at the RNC, when we started getting tired on Wednesday and Thursday, we were like, you know what, let's just go for the last hour and a half or whatever, because we're gonna catch all the big names then. But here, they kind of mess us up because they start throwing in, like, big names early on at, like, 7:30, 7:45, you know. And, like, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who's from Florida, former Democrat chair, she's, she was speaking in, like, 7:20 or 7:30 or something like this. I was like, oh, my gosh, we want to see her because she's from Florida. So, and then they throw in, Bill Clinton was fairly early on in the evening. I was very surprised by that. I thought
he had to go to bed.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. Yeah, that's very true, too. Nancy Pelosi, though, was very early. And so it's like, oh, man, they're going to make us show up early.
Right.
So.
I noticed that, too, for sure. I was like, I did think that Clinton went on a little bit long.
He definitely did.
At one point in time, my boyfriend's like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, oh, he's coming to an end. I'll be right back. 10 minutes later, oh, he's still talking. But
yeah, that's what we all thought. Believe me, the whole arena was that way.
It was a little bit of a yawn fest.
When he came in, he did good initially, good applause. He had a couple of big things that got the crowd going a little bit, and then he just sucked the air out of the room. And unfortunately, Nancy Pelosi followed him, and she didn't do anything to help re-energize the air. It wasn't until Oprah came on about an hour later that finally, like, hey, we got some energy again. But by then, a lot of us, I can tell you, especially on Media Row, I'm sitting next to some people from CNN as well as Fox News, and everybody was just kind of like, we couldn't get back into it. It just Bill Clinton sucked the air out of the room, and we couldn't get the air back. which is why, actually, I thought the greatest thing that Tim Walz did as his first address to the nation as the vice presidential candidate, I thought one of the greatest things he did was he kept his speech to 16 minutes.
I agree.
And he was in and out, respectful. I said, you know what? He's respectful of my time. He has earned my respect.
Definitely.
The place was ready to get out of there. No doubt about it.
I agree with that. I like listening to him. I actually thought his son was, I hate to call, you know, his adult son adorable, but he just was really adorable. And he's like, that's my dad, which I thought was incredible. But back to Oprah. She is 70 years old and she can, like, hello. She's still got it. I was so shocked. But we have a listener, and this is funny, because I want to ask you your impression of, you know, the difference between the DNC and the RNC since you've been at both, but we did have a really funny comment. Have Bobby give us some quirky dirt on Andrew. I feel like Andrew's an open book, and we all know what that is.
I've been kind of, if you've been listening to the Pensacola Morning News, I've been given some of the quirky dirt on him. Things like we just talked about a little bit ago. Certain things annoy him. And so, like, I'm somebody who can just, I can sleep on the dirt if I have to, you know, whatever it might be. I just adjust to whatever my circumstances are. So we're cramped on Radio Row. We are so cramped in there. Wires are everywhere. So once I get in my seat, I'm kind of there. And there's not a lot of room for my laptop and my notes. And so I don't even, and so my laptop, I just set it down, and it was sitting on top of an Ethernet cable that was coming out of the table, and it was all cockeyed. And so my laptop was, you know, it would wiggle and wobble every time I would type on it and everything. And finally, at one point, Andrew goes, okay, I can't take this anymore. And he, like, picked it up off of the thing, tried to move the wire, but said the wire is under the table, so there's only something. So he's like, you're just going to have to keep it right here. It's like, okay.
That was right next to slurping your soup noise.
Yeah, exactly. It was like fingernails on the chalkboard thing. You can't do this anymore.
At least you didn't get a backhand.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't get that. But then we had some other little quirks of him as, you know, he's corrected my language a few times because I use improper grammar.
Hello.
And so,
details.
But that's all fun. I mean, it's really been good. We've worked with each other for 5 years, but we haven't really got to hang out with each other. And so at the RNC and now here at the DNC, we've got to hang out, get to be friends and understand, like he even said, he would never have felt comfortable, you know, before the RNC to even correct my my laptop placement. But now we feel so comfortable with each other, you know, it's not a problem or anything like that. So it's been really good.
He's comfortable being a control freak.
Yeah, that's right. You. That's right. Yes, around me. Yes, now he does. Yeah,
that's great. We do have some other questions in the text line. One of them, I want to wait until we come back from the break here in about 30 seconds or so. We're going to go to break. I do want to wait for one of those because it seems like it's going to be a little bit of a lengthy answer. But one of the things that I've been reading online is that some of the Republicans have been a little bit annoyed at how hyped up and how, you know, completely different atmospheres, according to them, between the RNC and the DNC. So I don't know if that's something that you noticed since you've been at both of them. But when we come back from the break, I want to hear your thoughts on that. And then I'm going to hit you with a couple other questions from our listeners.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Just in time for the summer season, Feed More Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family size 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The midsize Tiguan, available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
New South Wales. Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Join Project Management Institute for their Dolphin Sunset Cruise networking event Saturday afternoon at Frisky Mermaid Boat Tours. See PMIEmeraldCoastFL.org for more. Sign up now for the Northwest Florida Business Roundtable, a must for local business owners and operators. See PensacolaChamberFL.com. Submit your nonprofit event at NewsRadio923.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola, and we have been talking to Bobby Rossi. I mean, I'm hoping he's liking the little theme entrance here. I feel like it just felt right.
Yeah, that's right. It's I feel like I'm back on the air again. Oh, wait, I am back on the air. Okay.
Surprise. Everyone's listening. So I promised we were going to hit the text line a little bit, but I wanted to get a real quick, you know, what is your thoughts between comparison between the DNC and the RNC since you've been at both?
So I tried to approach both of these as a objective observer and try to have I have bias, obviously, but trying to view it from a non-biased perspective. And honestly, my non-biased perspective is the RNC was a pep rally for Trump. It was a celebration of hope and a pep rally for Trump, and things are going to be much better once we get Trump in. And the DNC has been a fear-mongering session against Trump. It's been, if Trump becomes president again, we're all going to die. And that's what it's been. Yesterday was the first day where we finally started getting a shift away from that part of it and started getting more of a little bit of a hope of, hey, Kamala is going to be good for the country and stuff like this. But it was previously to this, it's mostly been Trump's horrible. We're all going to die. That's why we have to vote for Kamala. And it was like, oh, okay. And so that's been my quick assessment is the RNC was more of a pep rally, and this has been more of a we have to keep him from being reelected.
Right.
So
I know one thing I cringed a little bit a couple times. I have to say Hillary Clinton, whether you like her or not, I thought she was going to go there, but she danced around the subject. And the subject that I'm talking about is when people say, our first woman president. Like, can we just stop? With that narrative. I don't particularly care for that. I'm a woman. Just the next president.
You're a woman? Oh.
Well, today I am. Tomorrow I might. Well,
yeah,
I'm just kidding.
That's right. Exactly. And they really haven't been doing that much either. There's, you know, one every now and then it might come up. First, the black woman of Asian descent to be president is like you're given all these, like there's like 5 million things now. Like I've heard it a couple times. The black woman of Asian descent who's going to be president. It was like, oh, wow, you're coming up with all the firsts. And so, but that really hasn't come out that much. It's not been the focus is the female aspect of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a smart tactic. In my opinion, like, if you win, then you can blurt out the first this and the first that. But, you know, I don't think it's a good tactic otherwise. But let's head over to the text line really quick. What have you learned about Harris-Waltz policies, especially national defense?
Zero. This is not a policy discussion. And to be fair, in the RNC, there was very little policy discussion either. That was actually one of Andrew McKay's big complaints. Like when J.D. Vance gave his introduction speech to the world, he was like, he didn't talk anything about policy. And I was like, yeah, that's not what these are. These are pep rallies. And so same thing here. There was no pep rallies discussed. Now, my concern is you can go to the Trump campaign's website and you can pull up their policies and things that they would like to do. You can even pull up RFK Jr.'s website and pull up his policies, even though he's about to allegedly drop out and join the Trump campaign. But right now he's running as independent. You can pull up his policies. My concern is you can go to the Harris Waltz campaign website and there's an about Kamala and about Tim and donate. Those are the three things they have on the page on the website. That's it. They don't have anything about policy. And so that's one of my concerns I have for the campaign right now. Maybe it's because it's so new. They're still trying to finalize what their policies will be because they don't want to just take what Biden had and regurgitate it.
Right.
So maybe they just need more time. I'm not sure. But right now, you're definitely not learning anything about where they stand on national defense. You know, we haven't heard now. Maybe tonight, maybe Kamala will lay out her plan for the country when she addresses the nation. I doubt it. It's still going to be a pep rally thing, is my guess. But
right.
You know, we'll see what happens. What else we got?
You get 5 points for saying Kamala. I just want to say that
Kamala.
Kamala. Can you say Kamala?
Kamala.
It's a whole thing on Kamala. TikTok, you know. Can you say punctuations?
Gotcha.
You know, Kamala. So we did have someone that just wants to let you know that they're at work texting with one thumb right now. But
just like me.
Our listener, Janet, has, Bobby, are you guys wearing dress shirts with business slacks or polo and jeans? And is the food spread as good as RNC stuff Michelle got you guys into?
All right. So no. Andrew usually, when he does the show, he goes in and throws some shorts on, throws a shirt on. I literally just roll out in my what I was sleeping in. So just like a t-shirt and like lounge shorts or something. And then when he was just finishing up his show, I was like, well, I guess I'll go put on some workout clothes or something instead of just walking around in my like lazy clothes all day. So and then before we leave, of course, we all dress up and go do our thing. When it comes to the food spread, unfortunately, the stuff that's going on for the Florida Democratic Party all happens while we're on air with Pensacola Morning News. We haven't had opportunities to go eat a lot of the actually Democrat or, you know, the DNC provided foods this time, which is fine because actually our best foods that we ate at the RNC was when me and Andrew just went out and explored and checked out a German restaurant and checked out these other things. And so that's what we've been doing here. Andrew had a list when he came here. He had a list of like, first day we're going to eat this, second day we're going to eat that, third day we're going to eat this. And so that was been the line. So first day we got deep dish pizza, next day we went and got Italian beef from the place where if you watch the Bear TV series, it's based on that restaurant. We went to that restaurant that had the Italian beef. We went to a place where when Andrew was a kid, his parents used to take him to go get barbecue at this kind of pretty nice restaurant. And so we went there yesterday. so he could reminisce a little bit. Today, we're going to go to see a baseball game at Wrigley Field and go get some hot dogs.
Awesome. We're going to take a quick break, but I'm going to ask you two questions about food when we come back.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Hey, checking in.
This is not just your flu shot appointment at Walgreens.
Yes.
This is getting your entire family vaccinated in one trip.
Hey, Mom.
And a snack on the way out. Get flu shots for everyone in your family, together. Schedule appointments online today. This is wellness made easy. Walgreens.
Vaccine subject to availability and for ages 3+. State and health-related restrictions may apply.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talk about all the things that are going on in our community, whether it's the Escambia County Commission, the Santa Rosa County Commission, the Milton City Council, bless their hearts, or the Pensacola City Council, and talk to local law enforcement leaders, the mayor, and just try to get you informed about everything that's going on in your world so that when you get to work in the morning, you know, and maybe you laughed, at least a little. That's the goal. You can always listen to the entire show on podcasts or live at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess, and we are talking to Bobby Rossi, who is at the DNC. And I have a question. This is a groundbreaking question. Deep dish has won your heart in terrible hot dogs? I just need to know.
So I've always liked Chicago deep dish, but I have a very unique opinion on it. Chicago deep dish is not pizza. Chicago deep dish is a cheese pie.
I love that.
It's a fantastic cheese pie. I like to eat it every now and then. It's not pizza, though.
All right. Well, we have a minute-ish, maybe, 30 seconds okay. with the wonderful music that's going to outro us. Do you have any last thoughts? Was this life-changing? You want to go every 4 years?
Oh, I would love to come every 4 years to both the DNC and RNC. I think it's been fantastic. it's just eye-opening now. Some of the eye-opening things have been Andrew and I went down to the riot area where there a bunch of people were arrested and they tried to fight with the police and everything like this. And one thing we've seen here we did not see at the RNC was there are these alt groups here. I've seen some stuff trending online saying that there's this shows that the Democrats are the party of hate because they fight the police. Also, these are not Democrats, okay? These are some extremist groups who are trying to hijack the DNC for their cause, and their cause is anarchy in order to overthrow the system, in order to try to create a communist regime. That's their thing. They're not Democrats here. So, also, there's Democrat Party is very organized in training and coaching